Episode 730, The Voice of the Heart.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, friends. It is a glorious day, a wonderful start to the new week. It is Monday. Can you believe it? The second Monday of 2017. Not that we're keeping track or anything. You only have 50 more Mondays to go through. Can you handle it? I think you can. I know you can. Today we're chatting about the voice of the heart. It's going to be intense. In fact, you might feel a little extra blood running through your veins. It's a good one, so stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you need to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding the simple, yes, in our everyday life. You gotta say, we are quite busy. Is that your word for the year? Have you thought about the one word for the year? Maybe we'll do an episode on that. That's been kind of big lately on social media. Everybody said, what's your one word for the year? Because sometimes we say, oh, well, what's your vision for the year, the mission for the year? Well, now we're getting down to one word. Pretty soon it's gonna be a sound, right? We're gonna be like, oh, that's my one word for the year. That's that sound. I don't know what yours is for the year, but I know it's going to come from something very important, and it's called the voice of the heart. And it's probably something that you really haven't thought much about. In life, we can become too processed. That kind of sounds strange, right? We think of processed foods, right? We want to get healthy and stay healthy this new year, and we want to set these new habits and kind of new traditions within who we are. And so we think about being, you know, things being processed, but not necessarily us being processed. But when we eat processed stuff, we become processed too, both in our mind, in our body, and in our spirit. When we are too processed or too regimented, it keeps us steady right where you are. So if you are in kind of a rut right now, maybe you're going to kind of stay there. Why? Because it's your comfort zone. It's where you don't want to leave. Now, you may say, but I've got big plans, Christiane. I am going to leave this place. But you see, as we continue to conform and stay conform to what we know and are comfortable with, the voice of the heart is lost. In fact, we don't even know it has a voice. Meaning the heart. The heart doesn't have a voice because we bury our feelings, our emotions, and our dreams in order to survive. Are you burying your dreams or have you buried them? Do you bury your emotions or maybe you don't at times when maybe you should be, right? Our anger sometimes. We get on the wrong side of the bed, you know, every morning. Hopefully that wasn't you today. It's a beautiful day, so please smile. It's a gorgeous day. But maybe you do bury your feelings at times. You probably have buried those dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, in order to survive the daily routines and responsibilities we call life. Well, you know, wives and moms, we do that. Dads, you do it too. Husbands, of course. We definitely do it because we're the caregivers, right? We're the nurturers. God did not design us to be trapped and held captive to earthly duties, but to expand our vision in whom he created us to be, the why, the heartbeat of who you are. Are you suppressing your heartbeat? Think about it. Are you holding your breath to whom you belong to for fear of what? I'm holding my breath, can you tell? For fear of what? Only you can answer that. Okay, I gotta breathe again. But seriously, are you holding your breath? Have you made it to, in your life, as you go about your, think about when you woke up this morning. I mean, seriously, think back. How did you wake up this morning? Did you do the same thing? Did you sit there and go, okay, yeah, I'm just going to get up. I'm going to put my little slippers on, then I'm going to walk. Oh, wait, my robe's got to go on too because it's really cold outside. Next thing I do is, maybe I'll take a sip of water. Oh, don't have got time for that. I got to go pee. Excuse me, but yeah, I got to go. So you go, right? Next thing you know, you get interruptions from the children. already got questions. Mom, I forgot for you to sign this. I need this. By the way, I need this too. Have you packed my lunch yet? And the hubby's like, oh, honey, I need this done. Do you have time to go run this errand too? And you're sitting there going, I haven't even had 10 minutes to myself, and this is how I start my day. Think back. Are you holding your breath? God wants you to live a life that's full of joy and vibrant. And it's not going to be easy, is it? Of course not. We still have work to do. We weren't promised that life was going to be easy. We can do things simply, right? We can figure ways to do them out more simply, but not necessarily, it's not going to be easy. So what's happening is we are suffocating ourselves because we are silencing the voice of the heart. Are you really wanting to kill yourself? That's a hard question to answer. But really, are you wanting to kill yourself? In episode 729, the one we just did yesterday, I want you to go back and listen to it if you haven't already. Why do you do what you do? And you may want to listen to it anyway, again, especially after hearing this one, because you may listen with a different ear. It's the why. What's holding you? It's your heartbeat. When you have strangled yourself close to death, you've zapped the life out of you. Your dreams are gone. You have a loss of energy. You feel fatigued. Maybe you're hopeless. You're saddened. You may even have some anger or frustration. The zest for life is no longer there. So you just get by. You just get by. And then you wonder the reasons you can't stay on track and reach those goals and make some lifestyle changes and new habits. How do you bring to life the voice of the heart? Think about this. In a health emergency, what's the first thing they check? Are you breathing, right? So we're talking CPR. You start with the heart. Here is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. It's revive the heart. Revive the heart. You're like, well, that's simple, isn't it? Oh, it is simple, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to be fun, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to take some work on your part, but it's not going to be easy. Are you willing to do it? Of course you are. Revive your heart. So you're going to go and you're going to write what your heart is speaking. You're like, yeah, right. I know my heart doesn't speak. Oh, yes, it does. And you're going to start listening to it. Because that's how you're going to begin to understand who God created. You. You got to figure out you, your story, where everything comes together, why you're connected the way you are. It's going to be beautiful. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to write what your heart is speaking. Number one, you're going to go to a place of quiet. So no, this is not a good time to do it when the children are up and they're playing with their blocks or whatever, or maybe they're practicing their clarinet or their trumpet, or when you're in the middle of cooking dinner. You don't do this at the same time. Now, if you are an empty nester and you don't have any children and you're cooking dinner and it's just you in the room and you can turn everything off, then that might be a good time. But you need to be able to allow yourself at the beginning 2 to 5 minutes. It seems like forever, doesn't it? It's not going to be. At first, it will feel weird. I'm going to tell you that. It's going to feel weird. It felt weird for me. But you're going to love it. So go to a place of solitude. I would recommend, though, not your bedroom. And I know that sounds strange, okay? It would actually be better for you to go to your car or the bathroom, believe it or not. Seriously, and sit on the toilet. I know you're laughing at me now, aren't you? But that is a much better place, because what happens is you get in that bed and you get a little too comfortable and you don't stay on point, okay? So that's why I'm telling you not to go to the bedroom, meaning your actual bed, and sit on your bed and write. So go to a place of quiet, of solitude. Number two, take a pen and paper with you, nothing else. Leave your phone behind. Now, believe it or not, when I record sometimes, I'll be recording in my studio and the children are around. And I may be expecting a text from my husband, maybe from another child, et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? That phone doesn't come in with me. Well, every once in a while it has. And I have forgotten to put it on mute. And so then what happens? It goes off in the middle of my recording. And I can't edit everything out because if I do, then you get, well, I should say you don't get the real essence of what I'm trying to project to you. I want you to have the real stuff, the raw stuff, the authentic stuff. I want you to have my heart. So I leave my phone actually outside and I tell them, hey, watch this. If this goes off, you know, if I'm expecting a call, then answer it. If you don't know who it is, then don't answer it. Or if there's a text, please respond. Most of the kids, except our youngest, has a phone. So then they can go ahead and respond to whoever is texting me back. Usually it's a family member, of course. But I tell you that because I don't want you to take anything else in, why it's a distraction. The only exception to that rule is maybe a water bottle, something to keep you hydrated. Because for me, this started out being kind of short and to the point. I went in there and it was like, oh, 5 minutes, no big deal. But now I can go in for 15, 30, 45 minutes to an hour. And it's awesome. It's so cool. And there are times I'm like, do I have to stop? I don't want to stop, but I just try to get to a stopping point, okay? So take with you a pen and paper. You can use pencil if you want, but I want you to have pen and paper, no phone allowed, and a water bottle if you need some hydration because you got to be able to hydrate. Number three, I want you to breathe deeply to quiet your mind, body, and spirit. Breathe. Now, for me, the reason why I say breathe deeply is I'm running up and down the stairs. Usually, I've forgotten my pen or my paper, or I brought along my phone, or I forgot the water bottle, or oops, I left something upstairs that I needed to take care of first, so I run back and then I come down anyway. You get the drift, right? So breathe deeply to begin to quiet yourself. You got to lower that heart rate. You got to be quiet within yourself. And then number four, you write the voice of your heart. So what does that look like? You write what comes to you, the thoughts. I don't want you to censor them. I don't want you to overthink, and I don't want you to reread your statements then. I just want you to write what comes to mind. No edits allowed, no rereads, no rewrites, no redos, just write. I actually want you to do this 1 to 2 times a week. Now, at first, it may seem a little strange. So if you can only do 1 time a week, that's awesome. If you eventually end up working into it where you're doing it daily, I know some people who do it and it's part of their actual meditation. It's their quiet time. It's their praise. They've incorporated even their gratitude journal in with it. So they're taking things, you know, that they would do in different blocks and it becomes one huge block of time. We'll work on that. But right now it's what? With one goal in mind, and that's to write the voice of your heart. Revive the heart is what you're doing. As you begin to do this, you may be having thoughts that come to your mind like, oh my gosh, I didn't think about this. And you're like, if only I had Christiane to talk to. You do. You have me to talk to. Click on the link. Take aim. I'm here for you. Let's chat. When you click on that link, it's going to take you to a little simple form. You're going to enter your name and email, and you've got a couple questions on there. I need you to answer those. Why? That gives me kind of a basis of what you're needing from me. And it's free. It's my time that I give to you. But you have to take the first step. You have to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You do want to revive your heart, right? So let's start. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You can do this. I'm telling you, it's very exciting what's around the corner. When you begin to understand and begin to listen who you are, even who you've been suppressing lately, who you've been putting on the back burner, you're going to begin to feel alive, more energetic, and more hope-filled. And then guess what? You'll feel like your life is worth living. It's actually beginning to feel full again. Go out today, live life, love life, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.